a brief podcast with a practitioner of podcasting from the University of Hertfordshire. Though the podcast is an interview between the practitioner, who is Penny Wiggins from the School of Law at the University of Hertfordshire, and myself, Alan Hilliard. To begin with, Penny, could you tell me what first motivated you to try podcasting? What things got you interested?
Well, I've always been interested in trying to record what happens in the classroom in some form or another. Podcasting is a much simpler technology to use for students and for staff than something like a video cast. It has a lot of advantages in being simple technology which can be instantly uploaded after the session, and it has a variety of different functions that one can use it for as well, which can create a sustainable resource for students to refer back to. I've noticed that students particularly revisit it around revision time, and there's a lot more use of them at that point.
When you first began podcasting, what sort of challenges or hurdles did you sort of find, or barriers did you find you had to perhaps overcome?
Not many, really. Sometimes students weren't very happy about being recorded initially, but once they realised that their colleagues were quite happy about it, I never had any problems with continuing with it later. As far as the technological side is concerned, it's very, very straightforward. One technical aspect of it is to do with the quality of different types of digital voice recorders and their capacity to pick up questions or comments from elsewhere in the room. So if one is recording a live session, you have to make sure that you repeat a question so that you can ensure that this is covered by the digital voice recorder. Mm.
In terms of sort of benefits, you kind of hinted on a couple of things.
Yeah.
Personal benefits and benefits of students. Is there anything more sort of around that you'd like to say in terms of benefits?
Yeah. When I first started out podcasting, I just used to plug it, turn it on, and just leave it to get run. And students said, it's too long to listen to, 40 minutes or something. So I started editing them, just using very, very, not any sophisticated editing at all, simply just splitting them into small files. And then I started in class, actually stop-start, so creating a new file. So as one was going through a session, after maybe 8-10 minutes maximum, I'd stop it and start another one, and then I'd go and label them, so if they wanted to pick up on a particular case or a particular aspect of a class, then they were able to do that. I've branched out into all sorts of other things since then. I find that conversations with staff about topics are the ones that the students listen to most. So when one's doing an introductory podcast to a new session, within my team, we do it together, even if only one of us is delivering it. So we have a five-minute podcast on key issues for student preparation and the difficulties around that. Using it with students as well, with collaborative learning projects, getting them to do a podcast of their findings, which it's in a plenary session within a classroom setting, but their contribution is recorded and then is placed on StudyNet for future reference. More recently, I've been moving into it for skills training, interviewing skills particularly, which are a key requirement for law students. So one can do good and bad examples, and then you can get students to practice on each other and upload those as examples with student permission as well. So trying out all sorts of different ways of using them.
Is there any particular ways that you've explored of new? You mentioned how you begin by practice recording perhaps lectures or recording sessions live, and you know, sort of mentioned a few more interesting applications. Have you got any ideas of how you might like to use them perhaps in the future, or anything you do at the moment that you particularly like?
Well, I think I'd like to carry on exploring the skills-based side of it. One of the problems that we have with legal education is that oral presentation skills are a key component. But in a seminar group of 16 people, it's very difficult to give students much opportunity, apart from in a rather informal fashion, We do have formative assessment strategies in place, but a student may only get two or three of those over the whole of their three-year degree. So I would like to try to see whether or not we could try and explore the use of podcasts more for that, where they can do them outside. I've been discussing with our LRC staff the possibility of having some digital voice recorders on behind the counter, which students can go and do these activities in a private study room, and then, you know, effectively bring it to class. That I think it would be a good way forward. That's just one idea.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And thank you for sharing your time and expertise with me.
Pleasure.